This is Primetime Sports, WGNS Murfreesboro, on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, streaming worldwide on WGNSSports.com, and always at the game. It's Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees. Get an in-depth look at what's going on in local sports and a look ahead at the week to come. Let's get it started by joining the Primetime Sports team for the show here on News Radio WGNS.
All right, good evening on this Thursday night. The Primetime Sports team is solo tonight. Clark Blair in the house. We've got the award-winning football calling, championship-winning calling team on the road somewhere from Chattanooga. We're going to talk to them right here after our first commercial break. John Dinkins and Brian Barrett, Rod Edwards in the car. Brian's driving, so we don't want him to wreck. But we want to talk about the Middle Tennessee Christian Cougars and that first championship here in a little bit. It's a lot of stuff going on locally we're going to talk about tonight. Some big news. Obviously, coaching change at MTSU. And we've got other things locally to mention, along with the Titans and some Preds and Vols and stuff going on tonight. Our show, as always, is brought to you by Ideas Tees. It's the place in Rutherford County for school spirit wear, screen printing, embroidery, specialty items, and more. Plus, buy all of your officially licensed MTSU Blue Raider merchandise from Raider Tees. For Blue Raider Tees, polos, hats, and more, visit their showroom at 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad Street between Chewy's and Chili's. Ideas Tees can put your logo on just about anything. Stop in and see how they can help you promote your favorite team, workplace, or organization. Find out more online at ideastees.com.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, let the Ream Pro professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, your Ream Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. What are some of the advantages that Carpets by Osborne has?
Being a family business and being locally owned and operated, we do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual. You're not passed off to different contractors. We handle it from start to finish.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad, next to Tire World.
Over 100 crispy old world pepperoni.
Cheesy crust edge.
This Fanceroni pepperoni from Little Caesars is fancy.
Am I fancy enough for the Fanceroni? I'm wearing cargo shorts.
But Tim, me too. Fancy isn't measured by your inseam. Because if you are what you eat, then we're all feeling mighty fancy today.
Yeah! Try the Fanceroni pepperoni with over 100 old world pepperoni.
In Murfreesboro on Memorial Warrior Drive, South Church in Old Fort.
Pizza, pizza.
You've seen the ads out there, companies wanting to buy your home. But why sell yourself short when you can get fair market value? I'm Lisa Patton. If you have an estate to settle or a home to sell, call Parks Auction. We'll work with you to sell your home or property in any condition with no costly repairs on your timeline. Why accept one offer when you can have multiple? You need Parks Auction. We look out for your best interest. Call Parks Auction today. We handle everything.
Each team knows which play can be the winning move. I'm good neighbor State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, and I'd love the opportunity to talk to you about combining your home and auto insurance. Call me at 615-895-2700, and I can save you time and money.
So what if your roommate decides to microwave a metal mixing bowl and sets your apartment on fire? I'm State Farm agent Andy Wommel. Auto, renters, frankly, any kind of insurance, I've got your back. Call me at 615-890-0850.
Dr. Automotive is the cure for your car. Brothers Danny and Randy Brewer have been providing Rutherford County with ASE certified auto repair for nearly 20 years. You'll receive courteous and friendly customer service every time. Why? Because we grew up here and you are our neighbors. Foreign and domestic auto repair and maintenance on Hazelwood Drive in Smyrna, just off I-24. SmyrnaAutoRepair.com. 615-220-2222. 800-288-0971. Just ask for Danny.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back on this Thursday evening. Want to give out a fabulous shout out to the Middle Tennessee Christian Cougars with their 28-13 Division IIA state title win over Friendship Christian. I've got the boys in the car on the road. Is this John or Rod?
It's John, fearing for my life.
Fearing for your life. Are you riding shotgun?
Yes, I am.
You're riding shotgun. Are you going up the mountain yet or down?
Are we going up the mountain or down? Down the mountain.
Oh, you're already down the mountain, so you didn't.
Yeah, we're making good progress.
You're making good progress, so you did not get dinner.
He promised me dinner. That's why he's going so fast, hoping I'll forget about it.
Well, you said it on the show, so he never said he would. I was just asking.
No, and before I leave, I'm going to turn the phone over just to give you a warning. I want to give the phone over to Rod because he wants to talk Cardinal baseball before we get out of here.
I knew he would, of course. Yes, of course. Yes. We'll get to that.
But we had to hear it all the way up here for like 20 minutes.
Well, he had to pay $20-something million to get what he got, so I understand that.
That's right. That's right. $20 million.
$20 million. Hey, but let's talk Cougars first, though. 14-6 at the half. It was a ball game.
Yes, it was. But I'll tell you, Clark, they played a perfect football game all the way through. 5 yards of penalties for the Cougars. One penalty, one illegal procedure, and the rest of it was just pure running the football. Yates Karen made a nice pass on a fourth down situation for a touchdown of 24 yards, and that's how they got on the scoreboard first. Eli Wilson was incredible, just incredible.
Well, you mentioned the one penalty. Two fourth down conversions, I heard Brian say. Time of possession, I never heard, but let's talk about that third quarter for a minute. MTCS got the ball and used up what you said was pretty much the whole third quarter.
It's 7.5 minutes, and we had talked about it at halftime that they were going to need a perfect drive to get down there, chew up clock, and the cherry on top would be the score. They did all of that.
They did all of that. Then
Eli Wilson had 190 yards on the night in the football.
Rushed for over 10 yards a carry. I mean, that's what an MVP does. That's what an MVP does.
The defense, we've won the battle up front is basically, I think, even though Wolcott got about 200 yards, they kind of bend with him. They didn't break a lot, so that was good, but they won it up front.
Well, the other part of that third quarter you talked about defensively, they got the ball after that score, 21-6. You thought, well, that was a good drive, a lot of time, but there's still plenty of game left. But there was a 4th-and-3 play right there at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, I came up about a yard short. I thought that was the turning point. Of course, the fumble recovery by Wilson just – because Friendship Christian came down and scored to make it somewhat of a game, but you kind of felt like MTCS wasn't going to mess this up.
No, like I said, I thought you were right on target. You were calling the lady out to sing after that third quarter and then that strip fumble. And first time for the Middle Tennessee Christian program, first-year coach Christian Peterson. I mean, he walked into the perfect head coaching situation, didn't he?
Certainly did. I mean, certainly did. And you know, when you look at it now, he can only go down from here. You know, I mean, that's got to be the ultimate reward. And I'm so happy for those kids and that school because, you know, they've been, what, 20 years, some 20 some odd years with a football program, and to finally cap it with a state championship is huge.
Well, Brian mentioned on the show, Middle Tennessee Christian has been in existence for now 50 years, and this is the 18th year of their football program. And they took so much pride. They took so much pride that together as young men that they've played together. Basically, all their life, but they kept mentioning, you know, basically we started in middle school in sixth grade to build up to this moment today.
Yeah, and that's the incredible story about it. They're so young, you know, starting out so young. But you know, I mentioned the fact you could almost tell that they had played together that long. You know, I mean, the way they just moved the football and knew what everybody was going to do, it was just an incredible game. It's one of the best played football games I've seen in any division.
Well, you talked about best played, talked about time management, talked about a senior loaded class that stayed together. I know Jesse Perry, he said he was kind of relieved almost it was over. He said the grind this year was very difficult. He says, right now, I'm just tired. I'm quoting him from a story already written. I'm just tired right now. I've been playing both ways this year, and we've been busting our tails all season. And this senior class, like I mentioned, has been together since sixth grade. It means everything to us, and we finally got it done.
Yeah, you can imagine what kind of grind and the pressure, you know, of having to have play each and every game meaning so much. And they didn't have an easy way to get there either. They had to play some tough teams to get here, and their regular season was tough. So I can totally understand what he's talking about there. And you know, to finally grasp it in your hand, the crowd was huge, all in orange. They were ecstatic, and I know if anybody saw it on TV, then you would know the excitement there. We ran into Jason Piercy before the game. He was pumped up, and they had a good game plan. They really did.
Well, you talked about the road. Middle Tennessee Christian started back with a bye in the first round, won 56-28 over FACS in round two, faced a very tough challenge against Columbia Academy on the road and won 35-27. And then, of course, today's victory ended the season as state champion at 13-1. A couple other things, John, to mention. Talked about Eli Wilson again. He was the MVP of the championship game, and y'all mentioned, and I would agree with you, he's not a football finalist, which is a shame, but I think you'd rather have that trophy along with the state championship trophy to take home.
Well, that's exactly what we said. He's the kind of kid, you know, winning is everything, and winning for that team, and you could tell. And I actually saw Yates Guerin on the way out. You could tell that really meant a lot to him. And I just couldn't be any happier and prouder of the Middle Tennessee Christian School Cougars.
Well, like I said, you mentioned Guerin. When Wilson went down, and you mentioned he's coming back in, cramped, broken leg or whatever, he's coming back in. You know, a lot of guys contributed all season, but today as well.
Yeah, they did. There wasn't. After sitting back in retrospect, you're sitting there going, they were not going to be denied this game today. I mean, they just were not going to be denied. And they went out and proved it to everybody.
Well, I know there's going to be a huge, huge celebration back here in Murfreesboro for them. And now let's talk Saturday.
I'm going to hand the phone to Rod, okay?
Oh, does that mean I got to talk Cardinals?
I'm gonna let you finish up with Rod, then you can call Cardinals or you can hang up on him.
Okay. All right. Thanks, John.
I'm really fearing for my life right now.
All right.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Here he is.
Hey, Rod. How you doing, buddy? Hey, y'all have got to head back down there Saturday. Oakland Patriots going for that 3-4-peat. But let's talk again from your perspective. Tell me what you saw today out of the Cougars.
I saw a team that was very mature. You tell we got a lot of seniors. I saw a team that, like John mentioned, would not be denied. They had plays, outstanding calls. We had the fourth and nine from about the 24-yard line. And you don't expect them to be a big pass team. Guerin hit, I think it was Harris in the end zone. I mean, Harris made a diving catch. And this is a team that doesn't pass, but it was just a perfect call. Another touchdown was another one on fourth down. And but the quarterback faked the pitch out to Wilson, and then he just spun around and went right up the middle, and it was like a wall. UNC was opened up because everybody was chasing Wilson, and he just walked in. So they're just very disciplined. I think it's a team that apparently the boys of high character, and it's a team that they've been an example that the younger kids can learn from, and maybe they can keep this tradition going on.
Well, even though they defeated Friendship Christian, I think weeks ago we felt like they were back on a collision course to meet one another again. Friendship Christian has bulldozed through the playoffs on their side of the bracket. They beat Fayette Academy 42-14, DCA 35-0, Nashville Christian 56-14. So Friendship Christian, to a lot of people, were the favorites today.
Yeah, and then you talk about their experience. They're champions last year. They won four state titles, got two runner-up trophies, got a coach who's coached for 37 years, going against a team that's never been there. And their coach is his first-year coach. But they would, Middle Tennessee Christian would not be denied. I mean, they knew the plays. They didn't make mistakes. Like John said, there's only 5 yards of penalties. And that drive, the start of the second half, is just almost perfect. I mean, you want to eat up clock, you have 7 minutes and 36 seconds on the drive. You know, before we, he would come down and he would say drive, and they would, it took forever for them to get down and score. Then, and Wilson broke one off when he ran his 35-yard play, you know. It just kind of broke their back with that big burst to give the big yardage to either set them up, and he scored on one of them.
Well, I know when one of the plays right there, when Wilson cramped up, I don't know the other running back's name, but I think he went around the edge for about 15, 20, and I thought, oh, my gosh, if Wilson's out and they're just going to keep running it down Friendship's throat, that's when I thought it was over. That's when I knew it was over.
Right. Well, it's Gabe Howell. He's a wing back, and he was running. They run a single wing, quite similar to the wing tee, and it's an inside counter with Howell. And Howell really, they haven't used him that much this year. They had in the past, but he stepped up today, and he broke several tackles. The first time he did it, he got about 25 yards, and he was carrying people with him. And that really, they were starting to stop Wilson, and that just kind of opened things back up again.
Well, again, that's so great for the Middle Tennessee Christian community, so great for Murfreesboro. We're so proud of them. I know y'all, it's a lot better to drive home after a win. But let's talk. I'll give you, we got about 1 minute for the break, Rod.
Okay.
Let's talk Sonny Gray real quick. Are you happy?
I'm very happy. What I feel like is, I saw an interview he had with the MLB group, and he's going to be a replacement of Adam Wainwright when Adam Wainwright was 34. You know, a much a leader, helped the younger pitchers and all. And he's got the great attitude of leadership. He wants to help, those. And I mean, he's really improved. And John's really disappointed that we got him. We didn't fool around. Even though the Braves have big money, we beat them.
Well, you know, a couple of weeks ago we were talking on the show, Rod. I was thinking 10, maybe 15 million, and the Cardinals went quite higher than that.
I guess they wanted to make the deal. They needed pitchers so bad, and let's go on and let's spend more than what they usually do. They're kind of cheapskates sometimes. But I tell you, I think I heard one of the old timers, experts, said that. He thinks Sonny's really just starting to come into his own. This was one of his best years he's had his whole career.
Well, I think he's a great pickup. I think what I told you in my email, though, I'm only rooting for the Cardinals once every 5 or 6 days. So,
we may have to figure out sometime when Sonny's pitching. You and I have to make a trip to St. Louis.
That would be fantastic. Maybe they'll play the Braves and we can make John and Brian go.
I may even let John come with us.
Well, we'll do that.
Brian, too, if he wants to.
Absolutely. Well, y'all be safe driving home, and we'll listen to y'all again coming up Saturday night.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Since 1966, Vans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Vans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 615-893-7930. That's 615-893-7930 for friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or American Standard Heating and Air products. Vans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Vans will be there with trained technicians. Vans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Vans Heating and Air a call today, 615-893-7930. 615-893-7930. Good luck to all of our schools and student athletes from Vans Heating and Air.
We're here at Rick's Barbecue catching up with Anne-Marie Brentz, who tells us not only do they have barbecue, smoked chicken, loaded baked potatoes, but the slaw dogs are out of this world.
I do love the slaw dogs. People are like, is that a big sausage? I'm like, no, it's a deep fried hot dog. And the slaw that we put on them is a spicy mustard slaw. It's actually really good. I like to dip it in white sauce.
Rick's Barbecue has awesome deals to feed the entire family.
We have family packs, and it can feed 4 to 6 people. We have a picnic pack, which is the family pack doubled.
Rick's Barbecue, 212 Warrior Drive.
Hello, this is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply. We'd like to welcome you to our door and hope you find the customer service and expertise that exceeds your expectations.
Las Casas Feed Supply caters to all homeowners with a quarter acre to several acres, focusing on premium feeds and dog foods you won't find in box stores.
Nutrition is our specialty here at Las Casas Feed.
And yes, you can even get milk from the MTSU dairy at Las Casas Feed Supply, the best milk in town. Las Casas Feed on Barlow Lane, just off Highway 96 East in Las Casas. Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
People love to see us on the schedule when they have a home game because our fans show up.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
The way we travel is just phenomenal. Our parents and our community are fully engaged in our school. When we compete, we're trying to do it in a way that honors God. We want to win. We also want to do it in a way that pleases Him.
Providing Christian values and academic excellence in a nurturing environment. That's Middle Tennessee Christian School. Invest in the future of your child. Find out more at mtcscougars.org.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating local athletes here in Rutherford County. Experts in joint, bones, and muscles. And with over 65 specialists, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit toa.com or call 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA. Live your best life.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back again. Big thanks to John Dinkins and Rod Edwards for giving us a call on that update about those Middle Tennessee Christian Cougars with that win today. Mentioned a little bit earlier talking about the lineman Perry and his run to the state title. And Jesse is a 3-star athlete getting ready to head to the University of Tennessee. He's going to graduate early from MTCS and is going to start watching Tennessee's bowl game practice and begin preparing for his college career in Knoxville somewhere around December 20th. So good luck to him, and find some time to rest, buddy, because you deserved it. You deserved it playing both ways. A couple of things that we talked about there at the end. Rod and I were talking about, of course, we really wanted Sonny to go to the Braves, but he did not. He went to the Cardinals. The Cardinals opened up their pocketbook more than the Braves wanted to. 3 years, $75 million, includes a $30 million team option for the fourth year, which makes it over $100 million. I think Sonny did pretty good. That second place in the Cy Young, teams needing pitching, the Cardinals wanting to make a big splash, all those things went in his favor. According to Sonny, he had a lot of teams he was looking at. They were just trying to figure out which one would be the best fit for him. I'm kind of like Rod. I think Sonny's in a position at his age. He knows how to pitch. He knows how to take care of himself, his arm. I think, obviously, he'll be a great leader in the clubhouse. Him being 34, I mean, I will root for Sonny Gray every single day that he's pitching, just not the Cardinals. Sorry, Rod. A little more baseball news. Winter meetings begin Monday. There's a lot more people out there interested in who's going to get traded, who's going to sign. The dominoes will start falling, hopefully, in Nashville next week. Should be very, very interesting. Running back to high school football for a minute while they're down in Chattanooga. A lot of interesting stories going on down there. Alcoa, who plays tomorrow in Class 3A, they're looking for their ninth straight. If we talk about Oakland and going for four, Alcoa's going for ninth tomorrow. They play East Nashville, who's trying to avoid being the runner-up for a third straight year. Alcoa has the TSSAA best 21 football state champions, which is four more than rival Maryville. Local school also in the area, Page, they've reached their third straight TSSAA bowl. They'd like to win one. They've lost the last two as well, so they're hoping that the third time is the charm. We've already mentioned that Middle Tennessee Christian won as a first-timer. Could Upperman or East Robinson join them? And then, of course, the team Oakland's playing, Houston, is a first-time title game. And we'll get into the Oakland-Houston game here a little bit later in the show. And, of course, it's at Chattanooga at Finley Stadium. Again, for the next 2 years, it will remain there. The question becomes, after that, new Titan Stadium, hopefully done by then. Let's bring it to Nashville, folks. That would be great. That'd be a great local place. It's inside. Weather wasn't bad today. There's chances of rain Friday and Saturday. I know that the WGNS guys don't care for rain at all or cold. So Titan Stadium, new facility. That would be really, really cool. And maybe I could actually tag along and go down to a game and get in there and watch it there. Another local guy. Coach Gary Rankin played today. Unfortunately, his team, Boyd Buchanan, lost 35-13 to CPA. Coach Rankin, I have known for, gosh, almost his entire coaching career. I lived in Smith County at the time. I was really young, but he came back to where he played as a high school coach. He came to coach where he played as a player at Smith County. Turned that program around very quickly. Didn't win a game, I think, the first year, if I remember correct. And then they became really a good power. But Coach Rankin knew there was a limit there and came to Riverdale. Of course, he won four state titles here at Riverdale before moving on to Alcoa, where he won 13, including seven in a row there as coach. We always joke Coach Rankin is going to run out of fingers and toes before it's all over and done. Boyd Buchanan started 7-4 last year in his first year as coach, 13-0 this year. Coach Rankin was very surprised, just to be honest, to be in this position today. Didn't expect it. Knew they were building a program. Didn't expect to get there. So congratulations to Coach Rankin in that. He's a good fella. He's a good fella and a good friend. And like I said, known him and his family for a long, long time. But Oakland, let's talk about Oakland. What do you talk about Oakland? Well, they are trying to run the table again to the Blue Cross Bowl, win that epic fourth state championship in a row, which means if you were a freshman and you're a senior now, you could leave Oakland High School with four rings, which is always incredible. This is six Blue Cross Bowl appearances and nine consecutive trips to the semifinals under Coach Kevin Creasy. You know, a couple weeks ago, that game over at Oakland where Riverdale stunned, in my opinion, Oakland. But I think it stunned a wake-up call, folks, and I think everybody's seen it since. They saw it that week in the playoffs at Riverdale and have seen it continue. Oakland making their run, of course. They started out with a 38-3 win over Gallatin, followed up with a 24-2 win over Mount Juliet. The 56-0 win over Riverdale, and then last week's 38-17 win over a previously unbeaten Bradley Central and Boo Carter. Boo Carter, by the way, is one of the three finalists for Mr. Football that was announced, along with two of our local gentlemen that are still in the running for Mr. Football. and that will be announced this next Wednesday. That is Brandon Graham, of course, of Riverdale, and Dwayne Morris of Oakland. So good luck to our local guys there and Mr. Football coming up. Now, the team that Oakland's playing that nobody's, in my opinion, is paying attention to, a Houston team. Houston team sitting at 12-2. They've won 10 straight since early losses in the season in games 2 and 3. They lost to a Germantown team that Riverdale played. Germantown, very strong team. But their playoff run has been very, very impressive. And I know Coach Creasy is preaching that this week. Houston went in the playoffs, beat a Dixon County team that they were expected to win. But they have rolled off 3 straight victories over undefeated teams. So they played a Collierville team. No, I'm sorry. They played a Collierville team that beat an undefeated Clarksville team. They beat them 40-7. Then they played Germantown again. The earlier game, they lost 14-13, but they beat Germantown 30-10 in the rematch. And then last week, they played an undefeated Brentwood team that was 13-0 and beat them 28-0. So, you know, I know Coach Creasy, he's going to remind them about Riverdale. He's going to remind them that anybody can win on any given night. He's going to talk about a Houston team that's on a great playoff run, and he's going to have his Patriots ready. Another interesting article this week I saw talking about Oakland. You know, so many people talk about Oakland offense. Their defense really leads their way. Their speed at defense is something we've always talked about on this show, how fast and how aggressive they are. And they have turned it up this season, especially in the postseason. They were only giving up 9 points a game during the regular season. They've cut that to 5.5 during the playoffs. The article is, of course, about Coach David Watson, who we know is a former Oakland MTSU person. And he's went from being an offensive line, offensive head coach kind of guy into this position as a defensive coordinator this year for Oakland. And the thing about David Watson is he just knows football. He just knows football. Again, you don't become a coordinator, a head coach. You don't work with Kevin Creasy if you don't know football. And I know David Watson knows football. And so that defense has really also led the way, because I think probably there was probably more questions about the offensive side of the ball coming into the season. I think the running backs have really done a great job, obviously, since we've got one up for Mr. Football, Mr. Morris. And so I think that was a concern going in. So I think Coach Creasy would probably tell you, he'd say, well, I would probably agree with you, Clark. I'd say the first of the year, I would probably think our defense would lead the way. And, again, they've done a super job. That game is Saturday night. If you can't watch it, if you're in your car, or if you're somewhere else, or you just like listening to, which I do, I like listening. I listen to Brian and John today at school. After school was over today, listened to the game. That game kicks off at 6:00 at the Chattanooga Finley Stadium. Countdown to kickoff on Saturday is at 5:30. So Rod and John will be giving you a lot of information about Oakland, their great run, the information, the game, all the things there. And you'll want to listen to all of that heading up to that. So we got one back in the borough, Oakland. Let's get number 2 this weekend back in the borough and bring that gold ball back as well. All right, so going to change gears here for a minute and talk a little bit, and we've only got a little bit left in this segment, so we'll roll it over to the next segment too. We got to talk about another huge story in Murfreesboro, and of course that was MTSU making the decision to let Rick Stockstill go after 18 seasons. I don't know Rick Stockstill really, really well, but I know a lot of people that do. I've actually had more conversations with his son than I have coach. And I hear nothing but positive things about Coach Stockstill. Never heard anything negative about him as the person. He was asked to pull up academics. He was asked to have a clean program. And he was asked to win. And he did that over his 18 seasons. But in today's athletic arena, that gets tough. That gets tough. MTSU's in midst of a new $66 million student athlete performance center. You've got people who want to see more improvement over the last couple of years. I know Coach Massaro, AD Massaro and them talked about one of the problems was the conference. The last 5 years, their record, how they were performing. And so a lot of stuff going on fast and furious over at MTSU, not fast enough. They've hired a search firm, Parkin Associates. And, of course, Massaro said, in an ideal world, the timeline would be now. And we're going to talk about that after the break, why it has to be now for MTSU.
When Rutherford Countyans think of insurance professionals, they think Rayburn Insurance Agency at 200 South Lowry in Smyrna, meeting the needs of thousands of customers since 1973. You can trust Rayburn Insurance with all your needs, a place where customer service really matters. It's personal with Rayburn Insurance, as fans of local sports, as friends, and as insurance professionals. Check them out at rayburn.net or call 615-459-4145. Rayburn Insurance, for business, auto, home, and life insurance.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too.
Some pizza.
Murfreesboro's favorite pizza is now hiring at all three local locations. That's right. We want you to join the Sir Pizza team. Stop in at our East Main, Veterans Parkway, or Memorial Boulevard locations and let us know how you'd like to join the Sir Pizza family. Also, we've made it even easier to order for carryout or delivery. Just head on over to sirpizzatn.com.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
You've heard people say, you know your work by your name. But there's no better name for residential and business concrete work than Dan France Concrete. From basic slabs to decorative stamping, for your next concrete project, call Dan France Concrete, 615-642-5152.
This is Dan with Dan France Concrete, wishing all Rutherford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Trust me, Dan is committed to the community and will offer you a great product. He'll stand behind his work and make sure you're satisfied with every aspect of the work. Dan France Concrete.
Head over to J. Mullins Jewelry to check out their selection of rings, watches, custom-designed jewelry, and much more. They're a local business located at 352 West Northville Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro. They have gifts for all occasions, weddings, graduations, anniversaries. Whatever you need, you can find it at J. Mullins Jewelry. That's at 352 West Northville Boulevard or online at mullinsjewelry.com.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air service all major brands and even offer same-day service in most cases. Keep your home or business comfortable year-round. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass. Online at PrenticeAlsop.com.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back. We're talking MTSU football. It's a big topic in town because of the it's a firing of Coach Rick Stockstill. There's not a better way to say it. You're affecting people's families. You're making decisions that trickle down to players and their families. A lot of stuff going on. Why did it happen? Well, we mentioned just the record, 500 over 18 years, basically 113 and 111, 4-8 in 2023. The Sam Houston State loss 23-20 this past week, I don't think added anything to help him, obviously. The brawl looked bad. The question is the MTSU program apathetic? Is the fan base apathetic? Average attendance the last three home games was under 10,000, and you got 30,000 seats, and that's announced. And we've all been to ball games. I've been to Knoxville plenty of times at 100,000, and they announced it. I got, there is no way there's that many people here. They're just saying that because of tickets. And so they haven't won more than eight games since 2009. Haven't had a top crowd other than the TSU games I was reading in some of the articles this week. Coach Massaro, you know, what does he want? He says he needs someone with an over-the-top personality to reconnect our community and fan base. Mr. Massaro, that's a tough ask, and you know that. Because I talk to high school coaches most of the time, and they talk about how hard it is to keep everything going. I can only imagine at the college level when you're talking about recruiting and the portal and the fans and trying to build a program. And, you know, it's a tough ask. So, you know, the question becomes who's out there? And Cecil Joyce wrote a great article for the DNJ and threw quite a few names out there. One of the names he mentioned was an old MTSU guy, Manny Diaz. Well, he's interviewing at Duke today because there's lots of other schools already looking for coaches as well. And, you know, if you've already been a coach like Coach Diaz has at a program like Miami, it's kind of hard to humble yourself, in my opinion, to come back to an MTSU. Other people are thinking, we need a proven coach. Are you going to get a proven coach to come to Murfreesboro, Tennessee? Are you going to raise the salary? Is there a magic salary number? You know, do you want to bump it up to where it's $1 million? There's a lot of coaches in the world, believe it or not. I'd like $1 million. There's a lot of coaches making $1 million. Coaches like at UAB. Trent Dilfer's making 1.3. Guy at North Texas is making 1.3. I'm looking at schools, and when I think of MTSU, I think of similarities. Charlotte, Troy, both those coaches make $1 million. You want to stay in state? I'm not even going to Knoxville or Vandy. Of course, Vandy won't tell you what anybody makes. If you go to Memphis, they're making almost $2 million. So for the fan base, much less, no offense, Mr. Massaro, fan base, if you're a Blue Raider fan, what's your expectations? What do you really expect out of a Group 5 program? How can you agree with what MTSU's trying to do with your expectations? And that's hard, folks. It's hard. I mean, everybody wants to win. You know, half the time, half those people are losing. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants that magic coach to turn things around quickly. And let me talk to you a little bit of why that's going to be very difficult. Number one, again, you've got to find a coach. There's a guy up the road at Austin Peay that was on that list, Scotty Walden. He's making right around $300,000 from what I could find out. $1 million might bring him down the road. He's young. He's 34. He played against Tennessee a great game. He had more energy than half his team. He played well. Is he a possibility? Do you try to go a little higher and get a name? There's a guy that some of you will remember, Major Applewhite, down at South Alabama. He's a coordinator. I was looking for some other people that might draw interest locally. Brian Brom, his dad's the head coach at Louisville. He's at Louisville. He's making $700,000. Would he be interested in running his own program? A guy like Des Kitchens at North Carolina. He's making a little less than $1 million. Or a Kirby Moore at Missouri. I started doing some research myself, looking for assistants that were out there, because that's where we're going to have to go probably, folks, unless we do get a guy like a Walden, or if you can talk a Will Healy to come back and try it. You know, he was a hot name at Austin Peay and then kind of dropped off the map when he went to Charlotte. I don't want, no offense, Cecil. He did a good job in his article. I don't want a retread. I don't want an older guy looking for an easy job. I'm like Mr. Massaro. I want some energy. I want somebody who wants to get out in the community who can attract players. You know, That's the kind of person I want. I know what my expectations of MTSU are. I want competitive. We're not going to be, you know, we're not going to be in that final race there next year in those 12 teams that Monty talked about an hour ago. MTSU's not going to be there, folks. We're not going to be there. That's not going to happen. That magic run, even Liberty, as good as Liberty is, playing in Conference USA Championship against New Mexico State, they're at number 25. That would be a dream. Hit the top 25 for MTSU, to me, that's a dream. That's top of the line, in my opinion. If you're that opinion of, you know, we're going to compete for national championships, you're on a different bus. You're on a different bus that I don't think you should even put in your mind. Now, here's another problem. Tomorrow's December 1st, folks. Tomorrow's December 1st. The college football transfer portal opens Monday for the next 30 days. But here's the problem for MTSU. It's already open for MTSU because if a coach is fired or leaves the program, that school players can enter the portal immediately. And how immediately? I can't keep up. I looked early this morning on my phone. I was looking at Twitter before I went to school. It was 15. This afternoon, after school for the show, it was 18. It's changing that fast, folks. 18 MTSU people have already put in the portal to leave. And it's names that, if you're following the Blue Raiders, you know. An Elijah Metcalf, who led us in receiving. A Drew Francis. A Sam Brumfield. A Devin Curtis, three linebackers that were in our top 10 of defenses. Zaylen Wood has already entered the portal and is out of the portal because he's going to Vandy. Marley Cook, who was rated the 20th top person in the portal according to 24/7 this afternoon because it changes so fast. He's got offers from Baylor, California, Oregon State, and he got one from University of Tennessee today. So people are coming to pick our kids. Frank Peasant, our number two back, he's in the portal. And the list, folks, is gaining steam quickly. I don't blame those kids. I don't blame those kids. You can go into portal. You can come right back to MTSU. It's not going to hurt a thing to go. But if they leave, boy, puts a dent in the program. So you've got to sell a coach. Trying to bring a coach into Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And I love Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Come to MTSU, where you look at the facilities and the fan base, the salary. What's my assistant salary pool? You know, that's a huge thing. If the assistant coach is a personality and he's beating the doors, he's going around Murfreesboro, he's being exciting and everything, when's he going to coach? That's an assistant's job. That's an assistant's job. And so, I mean, you've got to have the right kind of assistance to get that done. You know, that's hard. That's hard. And when you're talking about 85 scholarships and you've got already 20 in the portal and you've got to try to fill it with portal kids, well, again, same thing as the coach. If I'm a portal kid, do I want to come to MTSU? Who's your coach going to be? What kind of offense you going to run? What kind of defense you going to run? How are you going to showcase my talents? And I haven't even said the three terrible letters, NIL. Oh, my gosh, NIL. What kind of NIL pool do we have? Are we in the game, out of the game? University of Tennessee has a top 10 one, which is why probably we're spending the money on the players that we're spending and getting. That's the name of the game, folks. Don't like it. I can't stand it. I understand it. I don't like it again. I understand it. But that's the name of the game. What does MTSU have as far as the NIL? And where does the NIL come from? Local businesses. Where do people's seats come from? That's you buying a ticket. A season ticket that you can get for basically about $150 and sit right there in the middle of the field and watch the Blue Raiders. How many tickets have you bought? And I'm going to be honest. I'll tell you how many tickets I've bought. Zero. And that's got to change. That has to change. As an alumni, as a person living in Murfreesboro, that's got to change. So, Mr. Massaro, I know two season tickets you're going to sell this year. I know them. All right? My BRAA, that check, it's going to be in the mail, Mr. Massaro, because if you want high-quality college athletics to watch, folks, you got to invest in it. You got to invest in it. Now, I ain't got the teacher salary to help out the NIL, but I can get my butt in a seat and I can buy a season ticket. And folks, so can you. So can you. If we want what we want, you got to help make it happen. The problem is there's so many different things to choose from in the world today. So I'll throw it back on MTSU. Do you want people in the seats? Are you trying to make money? Or are you trying to break even? You've got TV money you've gotten. You're buying games because you're going on the road and playing people. Speaking of which, non-conference games next year. Tennessee Tech comes here. Love it because I just can't stand Tech. Ole Miss on the road September 7th. Duke, that is huge, folks. We should have 30,000 people September 21st against Duke. They're going to have a new coach. We'll see what it's like. And then we go to Memphis September 28th. So that's the non-conference games that I know of right now. But, folks, if we want MTSU to step up, we got to step up as well and do what we can. All right. I know I was fussing there a little rant, but I guess I am proud to be a Blue Raider. I just haven't been supported enough, and I apologize for that. All right, a quick rundown of stuff going on. Of course, we've got the college football season coming up this weekend to a close with all these big games. What do you want? You want everything to stay the same, Georgia, Michigan, Washington, Florida State, or you want chaos? Well, since there's no Vols involved, I want chaos. I want everybody to lose. I want it to be crazy. I want it to be nuts. That would be fantastic. That would just make my day. Bowl games, they'll start getting announced. Some of them are starting to leak out, officially starting December 3rd. Bowl games start the 16th. If you're a Vol fan, do you want to go to Florida? Of course you do. Do you want to see Joe and Nico? Of course you do. Are you going to keep the running backs happy so nobody gets to the transfer portal? We shall see, because there's only so many balls you can hand off, even in Coach Heupel's offense. Titans, do a little tankathon real quick. We are currently sitting in 10th in the draft. Do we want to win Sunday? We've won all our games at home. I can't stand Indy. Well, I can't stand to lose, but I can't stand Indy, except for Peyton, and y'all know why that. We got Indy at Miami, Houston, Seattle, at Houston, and Jacksonville. Is it worth us winning? Probably not. Do we like to lose? Probably not. Do I despise sitting and watching it on Sunday? Absolutely, when we lose. But we'd probably be better off if we lost. The Preds, though, are not losing. If you're a Preds fan, they host Minnesota tonight. They're trying to win 7 in a row. They have been climbing those Central Division standings, so go Preds. MTSU basketball, the Lady Raiders, again, they're 6-2. Big win over Houston this week, and they are playing Belmont on Sunday. You'll be able to hear that here on WGNS as well. They won't be back home, though, until December 17th. The men, meanwhile, they host the next three games at home. They've got Wofford on Saturday, Missouri State on Tuesday, and then Belmont men the following Saturday. So if you get a chance to go out and watch the Blue Raider men play, I would encourage you there. They're sitting at 4-4. Tough loss of their point guard we talked about. You heard Monty mention that in the last show. So they're trying to regroup, and I think they will by the time conference play is getting going. And then the Lady Raiders, I think, are just going to burn through the conference. They're playing really well. I know they'd like to have at least one game back of those two losses. They think they should have had that one. And so all of that is going on locally for you. All right, so we're going to take our final break, come back. We're going to talk about what is on WGNS and what's coming on this weekend.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
We fulfill all your tax preparation needs from individual returns to corporations and handle any of those scary letters you may get from the IRS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
The Blue Raider Fan Source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees. T-shirts, caps, sweats in all sizes, designs, colors, children's to plus sizes. Raider Tees
Tees has decals and license plates to show everyone your favorite team. Plus, check out their wide selection of Blue Raider art, jewelry, even golf tee markers. Show your Blue Raider pride with the largest selection of Blue Raider merchandise anywhere by shopping Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road, just before the bridge over Broad behind Chewy's.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Quick, convenient, efficient. Three words that we all hope to experience when we do business. Our goal at JHA Company is to bring just that to an industry that's traditionally dictated to the customer when it's time to do business. Whether you're purchasing class pictures in a yearbook, class jewelry, a letter jacket, school spirit wear, or senior graduation products, we strive to make the experience quick, convenient, and efficient. Find out more at jhacompany.com. JHA, your one source for an unparalleled scholastic experience.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back. We got a little over 2 minutes to wrap up this Thursday night show. Again, it's going to be an interesting week over at MTSU, I think. I would hope and love by next Thursday night that we can talk and be really excited about hopefully a new coach coming in to MTSU, because it happens quick, folks. It happens quick. So you've seen what's happened. Like I mentioned, we're talking about Duke interviewing. You got Texas A&M. Lord, Arkansas hired Petrino. Won't even get into that one. Called him back. And so, I mean, it's fast and furious, because that's the portal age we're in. Everything happens quickly. You're going to get left behind if you don't. Coming up this weekend on WGNS. All right, so the boys will be back in action Saturday night, calling that Oakland versus Houston game. Countdown to kickoff starts at 5:30. The game starts at 6 here locally. That'll be their 18th and final football call of the year. But that morning, tune in to the coaches' show. I believe it should be basketball boys this Saturday. So they'll have to get here early, do basketball boys, maybe get a chance to talk to Coach Creasy. I don't know if they'll get to Saturday or not. He'll probably be in the zone ready for the game. And then that night, call the game. Sunday, Middle Tennessee women's basketball again on the radio against Belmont. That starts at 1:30. Monday night, we go from football. We're going to jump hard into basketball season. And John is so excited. But, hey, he's going to be excited because he's going to be out at Eagleville. Eagleville versus Central Magnet Monday night to call that game. And then Tuesday, we've got Middle Tennessee men's basketball versus Missouri State if you can't get over to see that game at home. Wednesday, the Lady Vols take on our Lady Raiders. Lady Vols, who lost a game they should have won last night, blew it, in my opinion, against, I believe it was Notre Dame. So I think that's a possible steal right there for the Lady Raiders. That should be a great game. And then, of course, we'll be right back here again next Thursday night, 6 o'clock. Hopefully for your sake and mine, I won't be by myself, although Jackson is here and I appreciate him running the board. Danny's at a swim meet, and hopefully Rod's getting something to eat right now. Maybe hopefully they got Brian to pull off. But I think Brian's afraid John's going to make him pay the bill, which John always wants somebody else to pay the bill. So for Clark Blair and Jackson, we're signing off until next Thursday night. Have a great weekend, folks, and we'll see you back next Thursday night.